Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are here in Bryant Park. You're about to meet this incredible woman in just a second. But this we're going to be talking all about financial wellness. So recently on Tech Tuesday, we talked about financial education, but this is a different approach. So we heard a lot about how we need to equip today's workforce with the right skills and tools necessary to be prepared for the financial future. But Rebecca, your take is totally different and one that I am super excited to talk about. So Rebecca and I have known each other for a number of years. Rebecca is the CEO and founder of LearnLux. And just tell us a little bit about who LearnLux is, why you're solving this problem.
Yeah. So I founded LearnLux a couple of years ago because I was working at a lab at MIT with brilliant PhD students, and no one could figure out how to open a retirement account. And I realized that our financial system is really set up not the best way to help people make the right decision for them. And so we really wanted to build a massive company in consumer financial health where we are helping the consumer make the best decision, what's in their interest. And for most people, they don't have access to a financial plan or they don't have access to the education they need. And so what we do is we create digital financial planning and education for the 90% of Americans who don't need or have a dedicated financial advisor.
So why do you think that, so what you say is so true, and you know, we work in financial services, and so I hear this a lot, where people who are experts in X, Y, or Z still don't have the basic understanding. Where do you think the problem kind of stems from? Like, why is it still a problem in 2019?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, finance is a really difficult topic to talk about, and the industry kind of isn't picking up on the reason that a lot of it is behavioral. We grow up and inherit these behaviors from our parents around how we think about money, how we spend money, how we don't. And that's really never included in how we kind of make our own financial plan. There's a huge behavioral finance element to it, and that's really what we try to incorporate. And a lot of times people are talking about it in the wrong way, and it's just not comfortable for most people to do that.
Makes a lot of sense. And by the way, I did not highlight some of the incredible things about your background. So not only is Rebecca Forbes Certified in 30, but tell us a little bit about your South by Southwest experience and how that led to your last round, because you got some interesting people as a part of that.
Yeah, we happen to have a company that really resonates with people because they realize that there isn't a solution for them. And so we've had a lot of success with pitch competitions. And about a year ago, we raised money from Ashton Kutcher's fund, Sound Ventures, and the CEO of Salesforce, Mark Benioff, through a pitch competition, but they ended up becoming big investors in the company. So that was really exciting and really even led into how we got into this workplace environment of Mark saying, you know, I know that money is the biggest stress for my employees, and a lot of other CEOs and executives and companies saying, money is a massive stress for my employees. I really want to relieve them of that burden. Can we bring financial wellness into the workplace? And that just became a natural vertical for us to address. And so many of people's financial decisions, like payroll, retirement, benefits, healthcare, insurance, stock options, are already through their company, through their employer. So it made a ton of sense to kind of create a product that created more access for people and incorporated all of those decisions.
So you spend a lot of time now selling into corporates. If there's one piece of advice you could give to them as it relates to this financial wellness concept, what would it be?
For employers, I think it's to recognize that we're in an age where a lot of employees are spending the majority of their time at work, and we really need to think about employees as a holistic person. And there's, you know, if someone's stressed out at home or if they're stressed out from finance, they bring that with them to work and it impacts how they do their job day to day. And so it's really important to think of everyone as a kind of a whole person and how we can address every aspect of their life.
I love that. All right. Awesome. So thank you so much, Rebecca. So great to see you. Please click the link below to watch the full interview. It will be on YouTube and you can find more about Rebecca's background. There's some cool stuff I did not tell you. So click the link below and please don't forget to subscribe. Until next week.